Chris Clayton, just got done with a forum on policy development, specifically as it pertains to the 2012 Farm Bill, which maybe, first of all, is a misnomer. It's not really a Farm Bill necessarily, but a lot of debate about which direction this is going to go. $24 million question, where do you see this debate going as we look to the next Farm Bill?
Farmers and commodity producers, livestock producers, they're going to face cuts in the programs that directly affect them one way or another. There are too many people, everybody's so focused on the federal budget and who's getting what and where, and just simple fact that there are going to be cuts in agriculture, whether we see it in direct payments, we see it in crop insurance, we're certainly going to see it in conservation because we always cut into conservation. All of these things are going to continue to be whittled away a little bit in this next bill.
How much do you think agriculture can be cut? Correct me if I'm wrong. You would know more than I would, but agriculture's taken some cuts already, haven't they?
Well, they have taken some cuts. Everybody focuses on the crop insurance cut. Now, that was $6 billion over 10 years. $2 billion of that did go into CRP, so then it comes down to $4 billion over 10 years. So you're talking about $400 million a year out of crop insurance.
Right.
Honestly, that wasn't exactly the biggest cut in the world, but it did happen, you know. Bigger cuts are going to come in conservation programs, direct payments. You know, they had it on the table. It was on the table until this last weekend. The Reed plan was going to cut direct payments 30% across the board. The formula was going to change it, and everything would be cut 30%. That didn't make it into this final plan for some reason, but I suspect it will be a starting point for this committee of 12 lawmakers who will get together there. So that's like $12 billion over 10 years. That might be the starting point. Now, on the other side of that was the House plan that passed in May, didn't go anywhere in the Senate. You were talking $18 billion in 10 years out of conservation and $30 billion a year out of commodity programs.
Sure.
And then the committee had to figure out what to do with it. So here's your range. Then you're talking $11 billion to $48 billion. That really probably becomes your range. So you wouldn't be surprised to see it somewhere around 20.
Well, it's interesting. Where do you see the debate started? Have we put together portions of the Farm Bill, or are we still talking about it yet? When do you see it? When do you see it advancing?
Well, right now everything is still very much in discussion stage, and the thing about it is, no group, nobody wants to show a hand, other than the dairy guys putting out some different proposals. Everybody else keeps it in. The Soybean Association, the Farm Bureau, everybody says, well, we don't understand you got to cut, but they're not laying out specifics of where they think things should go right now. The committees have been holding a lot of hearings.
Yeah.
Part of that is because the House Ag Committee is so green, they need to get educated a little bit. But still very much in this kind of development stage, and it all comes down to what is our number, what will the House and Senate Ag Committee, what will be their number they need to hit? And once they get that number, then they really start driving forward, and then people start putting out proposals because they don't want to see anything worse happen to them. So,
well, and you mentioned dairy policy, and I'm quoting directly here from earlier today. It makes your head hurt. Tell me why.
Yeah, there was this old guy. I was at a NCBA meeting, a cattleman's meeting. This old reporter was there. He was in his 80s, and we were talking dairy policy, and he just kind of interrupted and says, well, when you guys finally get to the point you actually understand dairy policy, it's time for you to retire. It's regional. You've got the cooperatives and the major private companies that play involved in it. It is incredibly complex to understand how it works from place to place, because every time I go to a different state and visit with people about dairy, they have different issues than people in other states. So it's all I know is it's complex, and I do not certainly ever get to have a firm grasp on it.